From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning. I'm Sarah Kellogg. A Hot Springs-based rubber band manufacturer is asking the federal government to impose additional tariffs on foreign companies who are being accused of unfair practices. KUAR's Michael Hiblin on Tuesday's meetings.
Executives with Alliance Rubber Company met with representatives of the International Trade Commission. The company's director of business strategy, Jason Reisner, says companies in China and Thailand produce cheap and often inferior rubber bands sold at prices cheaper than they can compete with.
What really brought all of this to light and to the forefront was when we lost a significant customer, and they let us know that we had lost their bid to a company in Thailand that had quoted half of our price. And there's no way for us to compete. And actually, there's no way for any manufacturer of rubber bands to produce. I mean, just the raw materials alone, it didn't make sense for them to be able to produce a pound of rubber bands at that price.
This was the second meeting between Alliance Rubber Company and trade officials, with this one focusing on whether the company had been damaged or faces the threat of injury from unfair foreign competition. The company, which employs 171 people, has been based in Hot Springs for 95 years. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.